Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, I learned so much about it because I have a friend who just put one in their house. The issue they had with the simulator.
Yeah. Was it a garage?
Yes, they had to raise the ceiling of the garage in order to justify the actual full simulation.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's pretty cheap, isn't it?
Oh, you keep your mouth open a lot, don't you?
Yeah,
you breathe through your mouth most of the time?
Not most of the time.
No. Okay, because I let you, you were like this. I turned on the first thing I saw. My first Monday image was this.
Mm-hmm. Mike, Merry Christmas.
To you and dating your dad, it's the 4th. And then he said something about dementia. And I said,
he did.
He makes age jokes about me constantly.
Oh, that is not okay.
Yes.
I would not allow that.
He's got a sense of humor. He's got a dark sense of humor.
Yeah, but when it gets so close to the truth, is it fun?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Carla has a little tiny thing in the kitchen that's kind of cute. We've had it for years and years and years, and it is the number of days till Christmas, and it's got the blocks that turn in that particular
countdown
order.
Countdown. Yeah.
And it gave me just a wonderful chance to have an exchange with my son when I said to him, 20 days, and he turns around in the tone that I'm getting more and more, Dad, it's 21 days.
And you know, Mike, then, he's actually right.
Yeah, I know he's right. Yeah.
Because this guy?
21 days for Christmas 21. Shopping, 21 days to fill the stock, 21 days for Christmas shopping.
Yes, I understand, Bruce.
Hold on, only 21.
Hi there.
There he is.
Your Christmas shopping?
First day.
You better get busy.
Better get
only
busy.
Only 21 shopping days left.
That's only 21 left.
Let me reiterate a quick announcement here, just so everybody knows. If for the TMOSstore.com, God bless you guys that have ordered.
Right. The next item, I'll have to lobby him because we fight over these things, is the hat.
Yes.
And I am going to curate the hat myself, and I want a specific kind of hat.
We had a hat. Too expensive.
The hat you sent me was might as well be made out of cardboard, so the hat I did not approve of.
Yeah, you didn't sanction.
Yeah, and you didn't like my suggestion, which was a TMOS wizard's hat. And it was long and pointed and stars and moons.
You know,
I thought it was the Gilligan hat.
Oh, that's also good. Yeah, like a bucket hat.
Look, you're wearing a ball cap today.
Yes.
Yeah. You wear
hats Nike,
more.
The Nike Corporation.
You wear hats more than anybody on the show.
Yes.
I wear hats on the weekend. Otherwise, my hair sticks straight up. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. I go hygienically challenged on certain Sundays, as I did yesterday.
The Lord's Day.
The Lord's Day.
Day of rest.
When I'm out throwing a ball with my kid and my hair is sticking straight up and I'm like, should go inside and get the hat. But I wear hats all the time.
Also great
golf.
For sun protection.
Oh, very good.
The best for sun protection.
If you're bald, forget it. You need one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but getting a good quality hat is difficult.
You know what? I have strong feelings of on hats. I have a variety of hats from a variety of manufacturers, both custom and generic.
I want a wicking hat.
You know what? You should get a wicking hat. As someone who is outside in 97-degree weather, a wicking hat is important. Because not only does a wicking hat keep you cooler, but a wicking hat can also not stain like a cotton hat can.
Oh, that's so true.
I did not
so
know that.
True.
Cotton hats can get crappy quickly.
Yeah.
Your golfers talk about it. I was talking to a golfer the other day that went to a tournament, and they had a beautiful cotton hat. It had the state of Florida on it. It was a really neat-looking hat with like a flag on the side. Cotton, they're all bitching about it because they're all nasty now.
Wow.
Because it all gets sweated up, and then it's like this sweat ring on it.
We'll tell you more about the TMOS store in the body
in the new
of the
year,
show.
New hats. But for now, if you want what you get, and you won't get upset, you get it in today.
We haven't confirmed it, but after the first of the year, I will be lobbying Oscar for a hat. And
yes.
By the way, I haven't been inundated with people clamoring for hats. You know, I've been inundated by people saying,
"Where's my stuff?"
Yeah,
if your coat, yeah. So
it's you order on demand.
Yeah. Ho.
We don't carry inventory. We only order it once you buy it.
We That's did right. that and once, and it was a nightmare.
Yes,
it is.
It was a nightmare. And it was in my attic, and then it was at where you work? Mangrates.
And then
at
it was the a warehouse. Goodwill. Then
and
Goodwill.
What?
Then Goodwill.
At Goodwill.
Yes.
They didn't want it there. They really didn't. I don't know. I'm making that
so up. No. It was the one right next in Manassas. They're like, are all these unworn? I said, do you have a lot of people with XXX?
Yeah.
In need of XXX white T-shirts?
And then Oscar, with his windows down, speeding away, screaming, take the deduction.
So regarding this, you know, I like my watches, right? So
yes.
But unfortunately, even the greatest watch does not store power. An automatic watch does not store power indefinitely. So you have to reset them every single time. And I, in error, reset mine one day ahead. So when I said 20 days, because I kind of was like, hey, five. And I do that math. I love simple math. Mm-hmm. And I said to my son, no, Dad, 21 days. I looked down and I said, no, it's the fifth. Dad, it's the fourth. And then he said something about dementia. And I said,
he didn't.
Oh, he makes age jokes about me constantly.
Oh, that is not okay.
Yes.
I would not allow that.
He's got a sense of humor. He's got a dark sense of humor.
Yeah, but when it gets so close to the truth, is it funny?
So I looked at him.
Yes.
Moving along. I looked at him and I said, Michael, I hope you treat me well if that ever really happens. And the response was the most demonic laugh I've ever heard. And a laugh that would say he would make me sleep in the garage and tell me it was the bedroom. You know?
Pillow made up you your feel face like Liv Soprano.
Yep.
Warm and fuzzy.
So it is 21 days till.
So it behooves you, Mike. It behooves
you to
get the day right.
And I have yet to take my $140 Orient watch and reset it. But I did polish it over the weekend because that's what I do for
glimmering.
Fun. It relaxes and centers me.
Ah.
That's that's what it does. So
I understand.
I'd like to say ho, 21 days. And it feels like... for some particular reason, it feels like there is a longer period of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, but that's not the case.
It is the case.
It is the case.
Yeah, we had an early Thanksgiving because President Roosevelt, way back in the day, to increase the shopping season, moved. It used to be Thanksgiving was the last Thursday in November, and he moved it to the fourth Thursday in November. So
let me tell you what has... bumped me temporarily out of the Christmas spirit. The fact that we have flag football, a new season of activity has started, and it's December, and it feels a little odd for me.
Mm-hmm.
Although we did it last winter, or the winter before. And my son, although he is 10, is now playing in the 12 and under because he was moved up. And because he's moved up, he didn't get the exact he didn't get total playing time, which is the whole time. And
it
gave both, I think, my son and me a flashback to when he was doing that. He is as big as some of the other kids that are 11 and 12 year olds. But he is it was a good game. But I got to lay it all on the table.
OK,
just
really
tell
do.
Us.
Yeah,
I got to lay it all on the table. I'm getting a little crisp on the rules of the game, all right? The rules of the game are what I believe is if you are somebody that's involved to the level that you coach and things like that, that's good for your kid. I am not, in my humble opinion, either a former high school or even middle school football player, and I am a football observer, and I am a casual football observer. I do not feel that I am qualified to step onto that field and do the coaching. So I don't coach. But I realize that to control the narrative, if I coached, I don't think we'd have any issues with playing time. And unfortunately now, that's twice, both in flag football, where that's been the case. Now, with the real football, the Pop Warner football, more of a meritocracy and lots of playing time. But this, I got a flashback. You remember that season that I had where I was a little frustrated?
What
and so
classification was he in before 12 and under? What's the one he advanced?
Well, it's all runs together between Pop Warner and flag.
Okay.
And for me, I had a flashback of watching what I watched when he would. I don't like my kid when he in flag football. Don't like him to be taken out of the game because it's kind of like there are three other kids on the sideline. They're the little bitties, and I was a little frustrated because I'd like to apologize to my wife for my behavior as we were walking to the car. As I was just like, you know, why do we even show up and do this? You know,
I'm sorry, and maybe because I don't have a child or I've never been part of organized sports.
They lost at the end of the game, by the way. And it's flag football, it doesn't really matter.
It's not even about that. I don't understand what's happening, and please bear with me. He's not getting full playing time because everybody needs to play, and that's the attitude.
I don't even know that. I will tell you that I didn't even think about it because I thought it was a given based on the numbers that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just... it's a drag, and I promised my wife on Sunday morning, it was a Saturday night game, that I will be on my absolute best behavior for the rest. I didn't do this in front of anybody. I was just bitching.
But it was enough
I was bitching because I'm like, you know, by the way, all these comments are emotional and probably not warranted. All right, but I will give you a classic example of the bitching. You know,
all right, okay.
It's the neighborhood, you know, the neighborhood pickup game, and he's not in the neighborhood. So blah, 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 same old, same old, same old, same old crap where the kids and dads that know each other, blah, 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 blah. And so I was going on, and Carla's like, all right, just stop it. Not in front of Michael. And then they lost at the end, even though I think the team played better. And so I was just like, pissed because I'm unfortunately hyper competitive. Mm-hmm. I really am. I'm silly competitive. I keep it in my pants when I can, but sometimes it leaks out. And I think I've articulated that very, very openly on this show.
Yeah.
The best glaring example would be what I refer to now as the Mark Miller incident.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. I am hyper competitive. By the way, everybody that plays a sport at 64 and above is hyper competitive. Mm-hmm. If you're playing
but
a sport,
you guys are doing it for leisure, right?
It's pleasure. I should say leisure and pleasure.
Okay. Pleasure.
But you know, there's decorum, and I'm not screaming on the sidelines, but I am just quietly pissed. Because all I want to do is see my kid play the whole game. I do.
Yeah.
Want to see him play the whole
damn
game.
But it's a commitment. Good. It's a step in the right direction that you only bitched to Carla and you didn't, you know, explode. Was her attitude?
There was no need to explode. There were some people that we hadn't seen. It was a pleasant evening. At the very end, I think perhaps the end of the day, fatigue settling in a bit.
Sure.
Meds, maybe the tail end of the meds for the day, you know, where I'm just kind of like my inner bitch.
Yeah.
Is coming out aggressively, and it's just, I don't know. I can't
tell.
If I could tell you, I'd be a therapist.
Were you hungry?
Like a Snickers commercial?
No, I was not. No. Yeah. In fact, quite the opposite. Huh. I was not hungry.
Any of us can get
hungry. In
fact,
most of the weekend, I was not hungry at all. And so it was, but it was just,
To a point that when you woke up the next day, Carla was frosty and
not,
you had to make an apology?
Not totally, not really, but there was a talk.
Okay.
And it was instigated by me to say, look, it's not worth it. I mean, here's what I think. All right. This is my self-analysis. As I say, this show is therapy. Bear with me. Some of you, will attack. That's fine. It's a public forum. I accept that. I believe that in moments like I had on Saturday night, my inner insecurity of being an older father comes to the forefront. I think I don't necessarily relate to a lot of the parents, but at the same time, there are multiple older people that have kids. It's not a massive gulf of, you know, 20 somethings. These are 10-year-olds. So you got 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds. I can relate to them.
Do you think you're the oldest, though?
Maybe, but I'm not sure. Okay. I can't give you a definitive answer. So this is a pleasant exercise. This, by the way, this is like, I said to my kid the other night, I said, just keep yourself in shape. This is exercise as you are getting ready, if you choose to play for your school someday. Mm-hmm. This is what this is about. Keeping yourself sharp at the same time. He's hyper-competitive, too. Doesn't like to lose. Caught a pass that we thought was a touchdown, but they didn't call it a touchdown. They didn't think he was over the line. I thought he was over the line. Mm-hmm. So he had a good night. Dropped a pass, too. Dropped an easy pass that he should have had. So he was like a lot of emotions. Dad was a lot of emotions. And on the big scale of things, just doesn't matter. So, Carla, publicly, I tell you, I will do better. I tell Carla and Oscar on seemingly a weekly basis that I will do better.
You've come a long way in the last 7 years.
I believe I have.
There has been growth.
Now, did you do any behavior?
There has. I mean, yeah. It's the truth.
Mike, was there any behavior last night that you felt you should have apologized to your son? Like, did you give him grief for the dropped pass?
I'm sorry. I
apologize. Mike is about to choke and die on his water. Liquid IV.
There has been growth.
Yeah. And you know what? We salute
hopefully.
You.
Huh? What?
Bad. We salute you.
Yes. Thank you. But anyway, warm evening, 81-ish, you know, down in December.
I'm jealous. Know,
just kind of slide.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I feel for the rest of the country that's
horrible here.
For me, it was it just was weird, and it carried over into Sunday morning. But then we had a fairly decent day, and then a crappy, horrible Sunday night and Monday morning again. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know? And I'm a tough love parent. And it's funny that when my kid feels like he's a little under the weather, I'm a taskmaster when it comes to school. You know, I'm not one of those tiger moms that, you know, where you where you say, let's welcome little Jenny, who has never missed a day. You know, I look at those kids
with
the
perfect attendance.
The perfect attendance. And the kid walks up, you know, looks like they've been kept in a cage all their lives, you know, with the circles under their eyes and everything.
Like,
and it's like, oh,
they look like the two kids under the robe of the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
I've seen all the incarnations, some of them a tad disturbing, right?
I understand.
But at the same time, it's Monday. And a kid of mine, if you're rolling out on a Monday and that's when you're like, my stomach ain't going to work with me. Carla is the taskmaster. She's the one that's tougher on
tough
him
cop,
in almost every category. I'm not easy. But she's the one that's tougher. When it comes to this, she becomes a pile of jello. And she walks into me. We've arranged through a series of plumbing renovations to have separate bathrooms. And she comes in and says to me, I think Michael's not feeling real well. And I'm in the shower. I am 30 minutes away from doing this. And I like to have a few moments to gather myself come in because I take this seriously. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, oh joy, oh rapture, I have to come and deal with this crap. And I deal with it in such a way as like, it's Monday. And he says, I said, it's up here more than it's down there. So, and by the way, if you don't, you're going to feel guilty and you're going to feel like crap, even though you don't think you are. If you stay home, that's how you're going to feel. Yeah. But it's not true, of course, because he'd be just like on the computer within 10 minutes, stomach pain magically erased.
This is a genius way to reason with, almost teenager at this point.
Well, I think that that's the way. I remember I had it. I don't know if it was third or fourth grade. I had it. A lot of kids have it. And
it's a case of the Mondays.
It's the Mondays.
Are for winners.
You know how I would have handled it, Mike? I would have said, your stomach sounds like a bad case of dropped pass itis. Now get your ass in the car.
Well, and then he would have burst into tears.
squad for life. He quit football and get into competitive Legos.
Yeah. Went to a new joint. Took him to a new joint. A little tiny little restaurant, not restaurant, kind of a bar and golf simulator place, and hung out on the Sims.
Wow.
Which
so you took him to a bar and he still didn't play well.
he played fine.
I know.
He played.
It's like an episode of Shameless.
Right.
I took my daughter. What's the daughter's name? Darlene. I took Darlene to the local new restaurant. Isn't that a bar for adults? Yeah, well, it is, but they need the business too.
Yeah.
This place did.
Took her to Twin Peaks. And,
this place did. We had a great time. It was like we kind of had the place to ourselves, and then it was a really, really good time.
What's
up,
fun
up until
about
the bill came.
What's the place called?
I'm not mentioning it by name. Okay. I've learned my lesson the hard way with that.
But do we get sued?
No, we get to... All right, need I mention the God, my life is a series of conflicts.
I just love hearing about these places.
My life is a series of conflicts. That's what it
There's
is.
A place that opened up around the corner. That's what I'm trying to figure
this
out.
This is not a national place, so I don't
want
to.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Okay, never mind.
This is a mom and pop.
So this is a Florida simulation place.
But for adults, real golfers.
Yeah, but you can pretend to make meth or pretend to kill a gator or something. Is that what they do there for the simulation for Florida?
Right. Moving right along. Are you done?
That was a bit much.
Are you done?
Pretty too far.
So, but it is with the price that they charged, to know immediately that's not going to be a regular hang.
Yeah.
Because I guess, they got to pay the rent. So I understand. But it reinvigorated my desire to reconfigure my space out here.
I learned a lot about simulators. Mike, I learned so much about it because I have a friend who just put one in their house.
And is it your friend that might have played in the NFL?
No.
Okay. Is it a friend with a network net worth that is shiny and large?
No.
Is it a friend that wears orange a lot?
No.
It's not Mike McIntosh.
Okay, just checking.
Golf simulator in his condo.
I don't play golf. Well, I don't think it would have been a golf simulator. It would have simulated, human contact.
They actually built it for their father. And this is why it made sense to me. I was like, this is Mike O'Mara. The issue they had with the simulator.
Yeah.
They had to build it twice. Because the first time they put it in, the ceiling was too low.
Okay.
Okay.
I get that. Was it a garage?
Yes, they had to raise the ceiling of the garage in order to justify the actual full simulation.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's pretty cheap, isn't it?
I don't have to do that in here.
I didn't really get into it.
I don't have to do that in here. I know exactly what I'm going to do.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I know exactly.
It just has to be.
And I also know that the price point on these things is you can really do one now for less money than you used to be able to do one for.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's one guy that had one in his garage. It was absolutely incredible how he did it.
What'd
for
you
the
call
money.
It? Bitching.
It was bitching, and it was a guy that did it on the cheap, and it looked tens of thousands of dollars is what it looked like.
It doesn't have to. It depends on how much effort and time you have.
And that's what he had. This guy, that's what these things all are. This is a guy that did this all day long, that had this all day. And I have such admiration for guys that are do-it-yourselfers that do that. Yeah. You have to be handy. And
dedicated, because think about, you talk about toil with me. Like, my toil is all computer-based.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
So when he built his hardware, different. He built like the tee, and I suppose there's like a net that you
It's like
into.
A net. It's like a, and it's a vinyl tarp
that is also
a projection screen. That's
I was
going to
say, but the software that says that you're like at Pebble Beach or Goose Creek or wherever you're playing, probably
that's,
not Goose
that's,
Creek.
That's included in the simulator.
Okay, so you buy that. You don't have
but
to.
But that, like, that's probably the most expensive part.
Okay.
That makes, of course, it's the most expensive part.
The software.
The software. Yeah.
But is it just a regular projector?
There are varying degrees of these.
I thought you need like laser tracking and then like.
I think you have to combine the television element with the computer element.
That's
you're basically projecting a computer monitor on a vinyl tarp. That's what that's what it is. But
well,
yeah, there are guys that do it so.
Let me be clear here.
Yes.
We've all learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually done this on the show in the early stages of this program.
Right.
And I thought because we had the time and we had the ingenuity, it was viable. We had a custom PC that had four USB cams and we worked out of your house in Manassas, Mike. And that thing would have an issue every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It was never go in, flip on, works.
Right.
No, there was a particular order you had to plug the cameras in. Yeah. It was like trying to find the Holy Grail.
And you get to a certain part in your life where you're not going to deal with that garbage anymore. And that's what you pay for is the reliability.
Yeah.
And,
of a pro.
Of a pro. That's all it is.
Yeah. And that, so with that said, I'm glad we buttoned this up. I am not there, nor I'm not ready for that. But
you also have a studio in your house.
I also have a studio.
Where you want the golf simulator.
I've got my idea of the feng shui of it. What is required, you know, where you're looking at me right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someday will be a vinyl monitor or... and the studio will be it'll basically be that's it.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Does the simulator
what about your tools or and your watch
that would be, you know,
that'd have to go
shuffled off to another.
Yeah.
Does the simulator come with a robot caddy?
You're not. You are so uninterested in this topic.
No, I'm not.
You just talked about.
We did a whole bonus show on your little nerd dink hobby. Yeah. All right, and we were serious about it when you were going.
And the windscreen.
You know, and I pretended to be interested in that.
If I have to hear about one more ribbon.
Okay, no more ribbons, especially this time of year.
By the way, sell a couple of them, for God's sake. Be responsible.
Oh, yeah, you know what? How about this? No.
Wow.
I like them. I love them. Mike, they bring me joy. I've told you in the past, a lot of things that bring me joy are not longer part of my life.
My golf clubs bring me joy. I liked having them. I got rid of every single one of them. And
I think in a pinch, he'd sell them.
And with weight loss? I was able to go in because I traded them and I had trade at the store. I was able to get all the stuff I needed to go down a couple of sizes. It was great.
But golf clubs, they're continuing to make and improve golf clubs. Am I right? They continue to make and improve
microphones.
Not like this. This, I mean, I cannot. They're not building a microphone that was built in 1940.
I don't care. I'm not interested.
Okay. You brought it up.
I'm not interested.
Mike, I wish you the best of luck in your simulation pursuit.
Me too.
I think that
you don't have to raise. You might not have to raise the roof. You have a tall roof.
Do you know what?
Right.
You know what's going to come out? You know, I know exactly what's going to come out.
The cage.
The cage above the above the cage above that piece of crap cage that is useless overpriced that the people that lived here before got and gone.
You know what you're going to have to do, Mike? You're going to have to get...
By the way, one half of it fell out of the goddamn ceiling.
Yeah, it's almost like God is telling you to get rid of it. I mean, it's happening. It's half done. You're going to need to get a storage unit.
So
I know
true.
You hate a storage unit.
We have a storage unit. You can't live in Florida without a storage unit.
Okay.
That's the state flower of Florida is a storage unit. Oh, do you know what they just built down the street?
What?
They just built, what's it called? It made me want to barf. I've talked about it before.
The luxury place. The luxury car.
And on the side of the building, they finally get their big, shiny sign up. The Toy Barn.
The Toy Barn.
It's the Toy Barn. Yes, sir. $400,000 for a piece of cinder block crap. You richy riches. That's what's wrong with America.
It'll keep your car dry.
Yes, you keep your car dry. Yeah. I'm not. Happy holidays! Happy holidays! This is Stream of Consciousness. Mike's having a nervous breakdown on the show. This is a battle we'll get, though. Don't worry.
I think you're coming around. I think you just turned it around. All is good.
Toy Barn.
Yeah.
Matt, can you bring it up,
put
please?
My code
this is a public
in.
Place.
Yeah, I'm looking
for it. Find the toy barn.
What's the city?
Estero, Fort Myers, Florida. It's over the
border. Fort Myers, Florida.
Mike, it would be a good gag if you got a unit at the toy barn and then showed up with a lot of toys. Just like, you know, here's my game of Battleship. Here's a teddy bear. All these things. But
you're able to do whatever you want with it. I think.
Yeah, but it's like an upgrade, right? Because
I bet it would be
cars.
Perfect for a golf simulator. But I'm not gonna, you know, I mean, who knows?
But might not be climate controlled. It's 120 degrees.
No, the houses down here are not like houses in the Northeast. Right. A lot of them are kind of space challenged. Lots of little ticky tackies that all look the same down
Efficiencies.
Here. That's the way it goes.
They're very efficient in the way they're built.
Did you find it yet, Mac?
Are you sure it's called the Toy Barn?
No. Toy Vault. Okay. Toy Vault.
Toy Vault.
Thank you for asking if I was sure
was
about
a little
it.
Difference.
Toy Vault. Let me do it all over again. You don't have to edit this, Mac. Toy Vault. No. There, I'll flip him off again. Toy Vault. The Toy Vault.
Hey, Vanderbilt, where are you keeping your Maserati?
I'm keeping it at my Toy Vault.
I got a wonderful first floor at the Toy Vault.
We used to stay at the luxury hotel. Now we just get a house because we have a butler and a maid. And then I go home and pick up my car at the Toy Vault.
Now, is the Toy Vault, does it have elevators for cars or is it just one level?
One level.
One level.
One ugly cinder block.
The Toy
level.
Vault, Fort Myers. Oh, you got it right there.
Oh, look at that.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go.
Video.
Mike, that is some beautiful architecture.
That's,
I know we're
that's when they were putting it. Look how basic it is when they were when it was under construction. Look, a series of cinder block, one level thing.
Mike, it looks like they're training the Marines for the next war there. It's hideous.
Can you scroll?
Yeah, it looks like a barracks.
Do you mind scrolling down, please? And then you can see, okay, this is what they're
going to have. Oh, there are the toys.
Barf. Right now, for those of you at home, every picture that the Toy Vault says, basically letting you know how you should use it, you're going to store your exotic vehicles, your 4x4 G wagons, 4x6 G wagons, two extra wheels, your custom orange county choppers, choppa.
Your electric pickup truck.
Your electric pickup truck.
Hey, Tucker, where are you keeping your modified Hummer?
I keep it at the Toy Vault. Or no, that would be, I keep it at the Toy Vault.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I got 24 stores now. I keep it at the Toy Vault.
What kind of
I
starts?
Love that they say move in ready and the picture that they click on move in ready
nails.
At the top.
What? I'm sorry, what?
He's going to click on move in ready at the top. Just click on. Click
oh, good.
On
we're going to actually navigate this, the
and this pops
all right,
up.
Good. Move in ready.
That's it. You mean.
Oh,
you
these are construction pictures. This is the. It's well beyond this, Mac.
They haven't updated it. This is their website.
Yeah, this is their website.
Oh, they're probably because they're probably most of them sold and they're gone. They're in the wind. The cinder blocks have been laid. The paint's been put on.
The vault is full. The vault is full.
I don't think it's nearly full. I don't know. But that's a.
What would you store in there?
What would I store in there?
Yes.
A golf simulator.
Good job.
Yeah, I have plans for it. I would.
You actually, it would be. I read a story about the NBA bubble. You remember during COVID, the NBA bubble, so they could play the playoffs?
Yeah. Right.
That the coffee was so bad in the bubble, and each player received a couple $1,000s in petty cash a day as part of the bubble
experience.
You know, go-to, that some of the players started opening up. I think Jimmy Butler opened up his own little coffee shop. He brought in an Italian espresso maker, and he opened up a little coffee shop.
And he charged them?
$20 a cup.
That's it. That's it.
Perfect.
It.
Yeah.
That's what you could do here.
Yes.
For the
you
golf
could literally open up like a high-end convenience store next to your simulator in your barn.
Ask for
and
rental.
Just charge these people.
Yeah.
Ask for rental. Yeah. Anyway, we got to take a break. That's my thank you for the therapy, gentlemen. I truly
always
appreciate that.
Get out
always
the way.
Once again, it's like it's gone. It's like it's a magic weight lifted off my shoulder. Just like I'm going to lift this cage that's above me out of this place and throw it into a landfill. Goodbye,
that'll
ugly
be fun.
Cage. Wonderful. We'll be right back, everybody. Let's talk about Chime.
Yes.
Improving your credit score might not be at the top of your naughty or nice list, but low or no credit can make holiday shopping a little bit of a slog, a little tough, a little horrendous. So when you're buying this season, use the Secure Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card to build your credit scores with a one-time payment for everyday purchases. I should say one-time payments. Plus, there's no annual fee, interest, or credit to check to get started. Let me start again. Plus, there's no annual fee, interest, or credit check to get started. Use it like a Visa card at all Visa accepted locations, ladies and gentlemen. And you can use it at those spots to bolster your credit with your own funds. That's how it works. Level up your credit game with Chime. Remember that name. Seize your financial future. Do it, and God bless us, everyone. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Call 1-844-244-6363 for details. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. It's Monday. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Thank you. There it is.
Oh, look at that. It's in a toy vault.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Hit the boom, please.
Do the
hit
boom. The boom.
Hey, Mike. What? Hit the boom! Thank you.
Nice.
Was that loud enough? Was my boom loud enough? Or should it be louder? Yeah.
No, it can always be louder, but it was nice.
No, don't do that.
Louder! Thank you. Christmas is a time for family and togetherness, gentlemen, and holiday cheer, but sometimes you need a little naughty to balance out all the nice.
Yeah.
Here's a list of naughty holiday movies. I think they're more scary than naughty, most of them.
Okay.
There are a bunch of them, and I curated it down to 10. We'll go 10 to 1 here. Number 10, we had fun with this when it first came out in 2015. Krampus.
I remember that. Yeah.
Didn't I do Krampus? Didn't I do
Yeah,
a
we
voice
had him as a
Krampus?
Guest. Sure.
Hold on. I think I did. Wait a minute. I think I did a voice for Krampus. Let me
remember,
see
Oscar, you can't have a cramp without Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have Krampus without a cramp. Hi, Krampus. How are you? Do you prefer the nice kids or the naughty kids, Krampus?
He's gone.
Damn it.
All right, Krampus. Number 9, Gremlins. I'm not familiar with Gremlins. Was it, did it have a Christmas song?
The Gremlin itself was a Christmas gift.
Okay.
Do you not remember Gizmo?
Yeah.
I was not.
Or Gremlins?
I did not. I probably have never watched
this
that movie.
This is the go-go 80s.
Yeah, Gremlins was a good movie.
Never
the,
were you
the sequel
too busy
was
for the
better.
Movies?
Gremlins 2 was better.
We had some of
Gremlins.
Those at WAVA.
Sure.
Let's say number 8, Christmas Evil.
Gremlins in your pants.
1980, Christmas Evil. You know that one?
I don't.
No, I don't either. Know that one.
Number 7, here goes some of the slasher films. Christmas Bloody Christmas, 2022. That was like last year. Number 6, this sounds, a lot of these movies, I like a good horror movie once in a while. The Children in 2008. The Children. Hello, children. I'm the child catcher.
All the children are in the toy vault.
Number 5, Black Christmas, 1974.
Wow.
Plus the remake in 2006 and the 2019 reimagining. This is a franchise. Black Live. Christmas.
Black
don't know
Christmas.
About it. Number 4, 2016's Better Watch Out. These are all horror movies.
It's a good warning.
They are. Number 3, here we go. This is, I think, probably the biggest blockbuster on the list. Bad Santa.
Yeah.
And then Bad Santa 2. Bad Santa was all the way back in 2003. Time does fly, doesn't it?
That's
Bad Santa was it holds up.
It is the naughtiest Christmas movie.
I think it is. And Bad Santa 2 was 2016. Here's one that everybody talks about. I've never seen it. Number 2 is, have you heard of Anna and the Apocalypse?
No.
It's 2017, a zombie Christmas musical comedy. And it's really good.
That's
it's
a good really genre. Good. A lot of those good movies are falling into that genre.
And then I don't know why this is at the top of the list. Oh, that's right. They probably paid for it. A Bad Mom's Christmas. Wasn't Bad Mom's like
I don't
kind
know.
Of a, I don't know. All right.
It was like Kristen Bell and people like that. Yeah.
Max has it in his Kristen Bell simulator.
I thought the original Bad Moms was good. The
that's
other
another Kristen Bell, right? Wasn't Kristen Bell in it?
Yeah.
Wait. You're saying there's two bad moms?
I think there's only one.
Three
bad moms.
Whoa.
It was like Bad Moms, okay. Bad Moms 2, and then Bad Moms Christmas.
Bad Moms. Did you see a Bad Moms Christmas?
I did not.
Okay. All right. Nobody's watched them. All right.
I saw the first and the second. Second wasn't good, so I wouldn't go back.
We might not be in their key demographic.
No, it is. It's for everybody.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not for you. Me. Not for you, American movie classics. Remember the Catch Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil?
Sure.
Yeah. A long time ago? Well, because this is America, she was able to parlay being the worst human being on earth into a multi-million dollar career as a rapper and influencer. Her real name, I remember the real name, Danielle Bregoli, but she calls herself Behad Behabi, B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E, Behad Baby, and guess what?
What?
This is wonderful news.
Is this great?
She's having a baby of her own.
Oh,
isn't
having
that
a baby.
Special? Over the weekend, she posted two pictures of herself with a bun in the oven. Yeah. She's 20 years old, by the way, and she does have a steady boyfriend, so perhaps he's the father.
Mike, I just got an update. The father has been named, and it is Satan. Satan is the father of the baby.
Behad Behabi.
Behad Behabi. Am I wrong that she's made $21 million
on OnlyFans?
I don't think so.
I think years ago, she was one of the early. Because they loved.
First mover advantage.
Yeah, and they loved reporting on how much she was able to. We love evil. We love the villain. It's the way it works in America. And I think it's probably the way it works everywhere. It's the human condition. You go out and you behave so badly because everybody tries to behave well, most of us. So if you completely throw that out the window, some people, myself included, can be occasionally attracted to it. Anyway, when do you put your Christmas tree up? When do you put it up? Is there a specific date?
My tree usually goes up on Thanksgiving.
Mine goes up.
We shoot for Thanksgiving. We'll put up ours this weekend, I think.
So you're putting up this weekend?
Yeah.
Some people right after tea giving, some people December 1st. Or are you safety first and wait until mid-month so it doesn't dry out for a real one? According to tradition, all three of those options are wrong. Wrong, Billy Bobby Boo. If you put your Christmas tree up yesterday, you did it right. Yesterday would have been the 3rd.
Yeah.
Even though my watch is telling me it was the 4th.
That's right.
Sunday was the first day of the Advent calendar or Advent.
Okay.
As in Advent calendars, it's an old religious thing. Most of us just use them as an excuse to eat chocolate. The traditional Advent varies by year, but always starts 4 Sundays before Christmas. Excuse me. And then Mike threw up all over the console.
When is the best time to throw up during the Christmas season?
God, I don't know what that was. Haven't had anything to eat. Always between November 27th and December 3rd.
Yeah.
That's when you're
supposed to. You know what my grandfather used to do, Big Daddy, when he had 8 kids? And so Christmas was crazy.
Well, then we know what he used to do.
Well, no, but after
he used to climb on, like
every
other weekend.
Please, no,
okay,
don't
all right,
say this.
Sorry.
He would put up the tree and decorate it after the kids went to bed on Christmas Eve.
So they woke up to the tree.
But the amount of stuff he had to do in one night, he was like Santa Claus, but that I could never do that.
Per tradition, the trees, when you're supposed to open the first door on your Advent calendar, but a lot of them start on the first now, so you open the last one on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
December 3rd is also when you're supposed to put up your tree, and if you do care about traditions, take it down on January 6th. That is when the 12 days of Christmas are over.
Is there a plug on there for Snoop on a stoop?
Snoop on a stoop, is that an ornament?
You don't know about Snoop on a stoop?
Obviously, it's like Elf on a Shelf.
Mac, look it up and show it to the guys. I just ordered one myself.
This is a new product?
With the rapper Snoop Dogg E-Dogg?
Yes, it does. These are new traditions. Now,
I'm going to wait.
Michael knows that Christmas isn't real, right?
Hey,
Santa.
Well, he's 10. Of course he knows. Yeah.
Okay.
He's 10. But there's, I've seen on Facebook recently some real, there's a thing floating around, which is a really cool there explanation. There's Snoop with a blunt. There he is.
Sitting on a stoop.
It's like a bad Gumby.
Can you pull up a TikTok, type in Snoop on a stoop in TikTok and pull that video up? It's that Snoop on a stoop is not, it does not do the Snoop on a stoop, the one I saw, justice.
Okay.
Is it right. Similar, like green with spindly arms and legs?
It's similar, but it also, the idea that you could have a child that understands that, you know, maybe Santa isn't who Santa really is,
yeah, right?
But you can still continue a tradition.
Well, Snoop is, yeah. God,
Snoop Dogg. Because when did you stop doing Elf on a Shelf?
We didn't do Elf on a Shelf.
You didn't?
No.
No, it predated us too, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I figured you guys would. No. Last year, my niece found out about Elf on a Shelf when she realized that my brother-in-law moved the elf outside of the Ring doorbell and saw my brother-in-law, her father, set up the Elf on a Shelf outside in the front stoop.
Which, like, defeats the whole purpose, right?
Yeah, and she's like, I saw you. And she was crying. They had to explain to her that it wasn't real. Yeah, because when you're a kid, that's how you know, it's Santa's not going to come. And now, if you're not good, the elf on the shelf. But go ahead and play it. Okay, so we got the video now.
Wait. Our new elf has a cigarette in his mouth.
It's not a cigarette.
Snoop on a stoop.
Give me
another one. Give me another one.
Snoop on a stoop.
Can I get one more back? One where he breaks out of the little kid actually. The parents made it look like he broke out of the actual box. Look for that one. How much would you pay for a Snoop on a stoop?
$10.
No,
one thin dime. I don't want that.
Not one thin dime?
No, sir. No, sir.
You're into the stickiest of the ickiest. I'd pay $25. It's not a big deal.
I bet it's $19.99. I bet it's $19.99.
No, I have no kids to, enjoy the holidays with. But if I did, I would.
My favorite part of that video was, that's a Snoop on a stoop. I love that.
Either from Philly or Brooklyn.
Yeah.
A poll asked thousands of people what they'd do if they found $1,000 on the ground. 47% of people say they'd keep it if no one else was around.
Mm-hmm.
Women were slightly more likely to say they'd keep it than men. They also broke it down by that's different than a wallet, right? That's different than picking something
absolutely.
Up with identification.
Absolutely. If it's just a brand, there's no way.
They also broke it down by cities and found that the most honest city, Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida, with a pretty high crime
rate. Good people.
That's pretty
good
people. 62% of them said they'd hand it over. The other honest cities include L.A., Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Hotlanta. How about that? The most dishonest cities, assuming it's dishonest to keep it, were Detroit, Memphis, and New Orleans. All three, just 38% of those cities, in those cities, said that they'd hand it over. The next most dishonest was, Baltimore.
I'm going to keep this money. No one wants it, and I'm going to keep it.
Let's do an informal poll. Would you keep it if you found $1,000 cash lying around, just lying on the street?
$1,000, someone in cash, and this is how I feel because I feel like no one uses cash anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's using cash, they're nefarious enough to find you. So I would like to figure out who to give it back
to. But if they're nefarious, would you really want to find them in the first place?
No, I would.
They would find him.
I would not. They would find me. I would give it to the authorities, and that would be it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and,
Rob,
and then they'd probably give it to a charity.
I would keep it and run and buy 34 Snoop on a Stoops.
Okay, very good.
What about you, Mike?
I would, you know what? I would keep it and
get
myself to the closest casino.
I would think it's drug money. That's the first thing that comes up, maybe because I live in a city.
Because you do live in the city,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I would think it was going to pay for somebody's medical store supplies because I live down here. Perhaps it was money set aside for a new wheelchair.
In my neighborhood, it was some lady buying wine. That was her wine money. That's all. Wine money. Yeah. $1,000 in wine money.
I would try to parlay that, though, into a real windfall.
Would it work?
Although, I'm going to, you know what? Tomorrow, note to self.
Please.
Tomorrow, gentlemen, I will explain to you what watching my slot machine videos has done to me.
Oh, no.
And it's a miracle. It's what I call the Christmas miracle. It really, really is. It wow. really, really is. I'm excited to talk about it. I'll do that tomorrow. Finally, they say men are dogs. Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing. This is Gen Z stuff. Now, Gen Z stuff for me, sometimes I have trouble tracking with it. Don't have trouble with this. This is interesting. Okay. Gen Z women are pursuing what are called golden retriever men. Have you heard about this?
No.
No.
All right. Golden retriever men have been hailed as the generation's new heartthrobs, beloved by young, social media addicted singles. But what is a golden retriever man, you ask?
Hey, Mike, what is a golden retriever man?
It doesn't refer to the owners of the dogs, but to the men who actually possess the same qualities as the dog. Think sweet, gentle, affectionate, and eager to please, not to mention easy to train. The Urban Dictionary defines them as a significant other that is easygoing and makes it fairly simple to maintain a happy and fulfilling relationship. Taylor Swift, the new squeeze, Travis Kelce, has frequently been cited as a golden retriever man thanks to his sweet nature and his lumbering puppy dog mannerisms. I am sorry, you do not excel as a tight end in the NFL if you are sweet and lumbering. Yeah, you're right. The aggression you need to possess to play that position, this is just because anything now you can shoehorn into Taylor Swift. It's not. Look, I get the whole concept of golden retriever men. I don't think you need to just force that square peg into the round hole.
Isn't that another word for cucks?
You mean cuckolds?
Yeah.
No, cuckolds really. are men that their women cheat on them. That's what a cuckold is.
I thought there were women that were women. I get that, but I thought there were men that women just walk all over and do whatever they want.
Well, I think we're really close to the line on that one. Yeah. I really do.
I'm mixed up because I was told I was a golden retriever man, but it was because I drooled a lot.
By the way, when I came on today, when I connected with you, Rob,
yes.
your mouth was so wide open.
Yeah, I
turned on the kind. You keep your mouth open a lot, don't you?
Yeah,
I do. Breathe through your mouth most of the time?
Not most of the time. No.
Okay, because I let you were like this. I turned on the first thing I saw. My first Monday image was this.
Mm-hmm. Mike, Merry Christmas. To you and
yours. Dating coach Haley Quinn told the Huffington Post that she's excited about women's enthusiasm for such men, saying they make great long-term companions.
That's a dog really reference. Not great, yeah.
Anyway, we'll see. But I think there is a dangerous line for, you know, the men that get walked over.
No, I think that there's a difference between nice guys and guys that, you know, rather not fight just random fights. Because there are toxic relationships.
Sure.
For example, I went out to dinner with Katie Von Herman and Dan Von Herman three weekends ago on a Friday.
You didn't say that. Town. You didn't mention that.
It was right before the holiday break.
Oh,
they were in town.
Okay.
It was like a they had written. Katie likes writing 4 or 5 weeks ahead of time when she's coming into town.
Right.
And I'm throwing out just like obligatory. Yeah, sure. No problem. See you then. Blah, blah, blah. Like throwing these things out.
Mm-hmm.
They show up at 5 o'clock on a Friday. I'm packing up to go home.
And you had totally forgotten, hadn't you?
I completely forgot. I threw a text like, come on by.
Oh,
we'll go and get like.
No.
And Shannon looks at me. She's like, I can't do any social things. I'm exhausted. I said, I'll go. So then she says hi and bye. And it's me, Von, Dan, and Katie. And I went out. I took him out to a nice dinner. And I remember sitting there and looking at Dan and Katie. I said, Dan, I forgot that you actually don't talk that much. And then she goes, Katie jumps in. She goes, he sure doesn't. And I love it that way.
Hey, they gotta be pushing at least 20 years, right?
Something
like that? Yeah.
Yes.
And in my case, the conflict, I was unable to find a person that would like men who don't like conflict because I live in a state of constant conflict. So
right.
What I had to do was punch my way through, and I happened to find the toughest woman in America who's also pretty.
That's true.
Lucky man.
Yes. Lucky man. Well.
Yeah.
Lucky man.
But I have also been somewhat beaten into submission. Mm-hmm. Just a bit. Just a wee bit. I apologize all the time.
Mike, we really should break. Carrie needs to take me for a walk.
We'll be We'll be right back with more fun. I want to talk about that TV show because so many people recommended it to me, and I really, really want to do a dive on it. Oscar, I'm not all the way in. I'm three episodes in when the big moment happened. That's it. So anyhow, we'll take a break, and when we come back, a great TV show that I am digging. Do you want to lose 21% of your weight?
Yes.
I've lost over 65 pounds. I am excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you have to do is click on the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com, take the quiz, and see if you qualify. They'll turn you over to a doctor. A doctor will write you a prescription. The pharmacy will fill it. And your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house, just like it was to mine. These are the real weight loss products, semaglutide and tirzepatide, that you have heard so much about. And if you qualify, you can get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you are already on it, like I was, do what I did. You show the doctor your prescription and easily make the switch. I already did, and I'm still losing weight, to date over 65 pounds. Go ahead, get excited, and do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you've struggled with weight for too long, God almighty have I, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Be like our proud partner, Tom Wopat. He's American icon. You were so eager for the joke.
Oh, forgive me.
He's an American icon and the forever beloved Luke Duke from CBS classic Dukes of Hazzard. You loved him on Broadway and you forgave him for his assault and battery charges while he was in 42nd Street. We love Tom. We love Tom for turning it around and for his support of Derm Glow. And remember, the cocaine charges never stop. God. Deep dives. It's amazing what you can find. You just go to Wiki. That's all you do.
That's all you got to do. Find a celebrity and have some fun.
Okay, folks. Thank you to all of you that recommended Lessons in Chemistry on Apple TV. It's weird sometimes. I equate it with a book that you read the first couple of pages and you're like, I'm not going to like this. Mm-hmm. That's the way the trailer was, and that's the way the promotional videos for this were. And I just said, I'm not going to like that. I have to tell you, I wish I'd known because it's such great viewing. Mm-hmm. And Brie Larson is amazing. Absolutely
an
amazing
actress.
She's
fun to look at. Do you see her? And there are times when, to me, she looks like a young Cybill Shepherd. The camera catches
I can
her just
see
right.
That. I can see where
so
you would say that.
So appealing to look at. Yeah.
I love, I think this says about me something, right? I love television shows about smart women. I really, really do. I loved, The Queen's Gambit. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
With Joy, whatever, Erica Joy or whatever her name is.
The chess show. It was the
chess show. Was phenomenal. This has a very, very similar vibe. And man, oh, man, to my mom, God rest your soul, you grew up in that era. You were a professional in that era, working before you met my dad at Aetna Life and Casualty in Hartford, Connecticut. And man, the portrayal of the 50s. In that television show, you really go back and look at it, and I don't think there's exaggeration. I think that's really what the world was for women in the 50s.
It's a strong, strong period flavor, and when they do that, they tend to gloss it if they do something that's set 70 years ago, 80 years ago, or whatever. But what
like
this
the old
is,
cars and and the fun.
I get
and all
on
that.
This one that. It's very accurate in visuals, but it's also unvarnished because the behaviors of people, I think that's how it was. I really do.
I think it's, I love it.
Have you gotten to
show.
Rain Wilson as the
owner
of the network yet?
No, I have not.
Oh,
gotten there.
Great.
I'm three in or four in. Three or four. We did. When, Carla never binges. We binged that a little bit.
What about the tears? Do you guys have tears on that third episode?
I haven't. We got about a third of the way through right after the big moment. That's okay. the next.
You stop watching after that? How is it even possible?
I don't know. Is that three or four that we were watching?
Shannon, because I don't let Shannon cry in front of me. Yeah. I just don't like it. So when she needed to cry,
Mike.
She went to the restroom after that episode. She was like audibly crying out loud.
It was.
I would have cried, except I'm on Lexapro and I'm prohibited from crying.
You feel nothing.
I feel nothing.
Look, I will tell you. I will tell you. Yeah, maybe that's why I don't cry anymore.
I wanted to cry, God, but
that's why I don't
couldn't.
Cry anymore.
Mike, I used to cry. All the Budweiser commercial with the horses made me cry, and now I can't cry with anything. Anything.
Yeah, that's a well.
Probably for the best.
I'm better hydrated now because no tears.
Probably for the best. I will tell you this: that you know what? I love the profession. I admire the profession. I do. Mm-hmm. I think that it is not easy to create believability in characters and character development and be convincing on camera. It's tough to do it. It's not easy. Not everybody can do it. These two actors, and I wish I had the actor's name that plays her love interest in this show because he's fantastic.
Is it Joe Bologna?
Joe Bologna.
Who the F is that?
Mac, you got to do it. It's such an obscure reference. You can put up my favorite year, Joe Bologna. And Joe Bologna, didn't he play the Sid Caesar character in my favorite year?
I think he was Max King, I think was his name in the movie.
This is Joe Bologna, B-O-L-O-G-N-A. My like baloney has a
my
first name.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe Bologna.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop the show.
I'm sorry, but it's worthy of a picture.
And Mike, the name you're looking for, the guy who plays Calvin Evans, is Lewis Pullman. Lewis Pullman.
Is the name
of the actor, yeah.
Is he related to Bill Pullman? Because he looks like Bill Pullman.
I'll find out. Hold on.
I wonder if he's Lewis. That's Joe Bologna.
That's a young picture of Joe Bologna.
A sexy Joe Bologna. So,
yeah, anyway. he's Bill Pullman's son.
Yeah. He looks
wow,
like.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah,
that's
really
awesome.
Cool. So check it out, Lessons in Chemistry. I'll wrap it up by the end of this week. Try to talk her into two episodes tonight.
Push.
How many episodes during the season do we have?
I think there's going to be eight. I think eight.
It's always eight. It's always eight.
You're going to love it.
Oh, fantastic.
It's good.
It doesn't let up.
We will take a break, and then we have to deal with another scam. Another scam.
Scam.
Can you believe that?
Scam, scam, scam.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. All right, I got it here. Tis the season for hydration. No matter where or who you are hydrating this season, Liquid IV is the hydration brand to fuel your well-being. Got the classic lemon lime. Yeah. Their hydration multiplier can keep you going through the end of the year and beyond. Liquid IV has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Remember, Liquid IV hydrates two times faster than water alone. I keep a bunch of packets of Liquid IV in my golf bag.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, if it works
right
on the course for you. Yeah.
Saturday morning, I am getting ready to go out and play. I reach into the side of my golf bag, and I don't want to call it withdrawal, but I realized that my packets, I had used all of them, and I began to tremble, curl into a fetal position, and I was freaked out. I love Liquid IV that much.
It's a good habit.
It's a single stick, and it's got two times faster hydration than water alone. So good, easy, lots of delicious flavors. The sugar-free has white peach, green grape, lemon lime. Really, I love Liquid IV, and you will too. Make it a Liquid IV holiday. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com. Use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Oscar, right before the show, the way it works is we wait for Oscar's arrival, and usually everything's set to go. We have a really brief meeting with going over stuff. Very last thing that said before coming on the air here, Oscar said, "Oh, and I got scammed."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I need to know what happened to you. Please tell
us. Okay, so we've all, and I actually, this is the first time, I was ashamed that it happened.
Oh, dear.
I was ashamed because I said, how the F did I let this happen? This seems like a senior citizen scam or like something that Mike would go through or definitely Rob. And
thank you.
Now I have to share this with you all. And actually, it's buyer beware. There is, we've all bought tickets to events probably in the past year. And you can either go, what's your traditional route? My traditional route is to go to the actual venue's website. And then If it's not at the venue, then I will go to a secondary market.
I will only go to a secondary ticket vendor if the website doesn't have them, because usually the result of the website is a reasonably priced ticket compared to a secondary, like a gray market ticket price.
I use the secondary market if it's a, like for the last time I saw Paul McCartney, I waited until day before and I wanted to see who was stuck and the prices came down. So that was the time I used a secondary market. As a rule, so, I do all the legitimate stuff.
We're on the same page.
Right.
This actually happened at the ninth. I was actually buying a pair of tickets for a comedian I saw on TikTok for a March show at the DC Improv.
Okay.
And we have worked with the DC Improv at such an extent that I either can write Allison for tickets if I was a scumbag, or I could buy them.
Been there for a long time.
I am proud to say that I've always purchased them, not even through Allison, because I would just buy them off the website. Mm-hmm. No big deal. I'm good to go. I don't mind supporting them, especially coming out of COVID. The fact that they're still open and still chugging along is pretty impressive. And they've done good work for us, Mike. They've been good for us.
Great venue. If you want to see a great comedy show in a perfect location, that's one of my favorite places.
Not going to mention the comedian that is irrelevant to this, because it's not that big a comedian, and not even at the moment. But I was like, you know what? Let me get ahead of this. Shannon had a lot of fun at the Chris Rock show. Let me get two tickets. I didn't even buy four because I didn't. I was like, well, this might not be a great show. It's not something I would want to bring friends to. We'll just see if
this is your thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is 5 a.m. Saturday morning. I just woken up, so I was up. I was like, fine, let me just get my day started.
You trying to score tickets for that night?
No, this is in March.
For a March show.
Way ahead of March time.
So this is, I mean, it's a small venue, but it's a pretty heavy duty.
Ahead of time. Yeah, and it's not even a heavy hitter that it's sold out already. Mm-hmm. It's just there.
Okay.
So I type in DC Improv just into my Google, and I see the website. I click through on a website that looks like the DC Improv website.
Uh-oh.
And I click through the tickets, and I was like, oh my God, like these things almost sold out. And it looks like a slightly different interface. Slightly mm-hmm. different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not paying $130 a ticket for this. I've never even seen these prices before. I guess I was like, maybe I haven't been in a while, but things are gonna change. And I put my tablet down. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go get some coffee, figure out what's going on. Come back. And I'm like, so then I type it in again into Google search.
Yeah.
And the same site comes up, and I click through. I was like, I guess this is real.
Well, so you were suspicious initially.
Yes. Mm. I felt the spidey senses start moving.
Sure.
But I wasn't on my A game. I was just drinking my Starbucks double shot can, just trying to get my life together.
You were sleepy.
And then a little thing popped up as I was getting there, and it said, tickets almost gone, like a red little...
Create urgency.
Yeah.
Did you?
And I was like, well, if it's almost gone, this thing must be... I mean, this is quite a new system for the 930 Club, but fine. I buy the tickets. After service charges and everything effing else, it was almost $400 for two tickets.
Fail.
Why are you reading ahead?
I'm just guessing.
The joy that's coming out of you right now for me being fleeced. I see it. So not even concerned, just joy. So then I was like, 15 minutes goes by. I'm like, there's no way that guy's charging $400, $200. That's like, those are Chris Rock rates.
Yeah, exactly.
For DAR, not the 930 Club.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back and I'm sorry, not 930 Club, not the DC Improv. I type in the DC Improv website. I go to the website, and there I see there are tickets available to the same show I looked at in March, and they're $30 a piece.
What venue are we talking about here?
The DC Improv.
The little room.
The little, no, not the little room. Well, there's only two rooms, but the main room.
But that's not a big venue. It's 200 people.
Yeah.
Yes, but they're not charging. Oh, I have ever seen a $200.
No, they don't have $200 ticket shows.
Right.
So I find out quickly as I type in this website's address into the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah.
That there are no less than 200 one-star reviews and reports about this website. which I will give in a second, essentially spoofing other venues' websites around the country using Google keywords. So when you search for it, it comes up as the first thing that pops up. And then they charge you 400 to 500% markup on the tickets. You buy them and then you're locked in.
And so this is,
wow,
this is not theft. This is literally charging you more than the venue should be paying. This is a secondary ticket site.
So you got your tickets, but at that ridiculous price.
Before the show was sold out.
So you paid $400. You paid $400 for $60 worth of tickets.
Worth of tickets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's no recourse?
Well, Mike, as you know, you pay a premium for service. And with the American Express Platinum, I was able to call and they said, look, as soon as you're good to go, as soon as this thing posted, the transaction has a post, we will get into it. And because you've been such a valid member, we will make sure to take care of this.
So did they take care of you?
Well, it's probably posting today. Yeah. We'll find out.
Can you give us an update tomorrow and let us know?
Yes, but I know in the past when this has happened to people, that's the one reason you pay a premium for a card like this, because they'll take care of you and they'll just waive it.
Right.
But for most cards, they're not. They're just going to be like, good luck, dude. It's a free credit card. You should have read the terms of service. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Buyer beware. Make sure you go to the venue's website.
Mm.
Type in the URL. Because if this is, I felt that, you know, you feel better when, you know, misery loves company.
Yeah, I get it.
When I saw the 200 plus people on here talking about this one website that is garbage, I felt a little better. I said, okay, well then I'm not a big dummy, but I am a dummy.
Well, you know, it's all about me. And so this whole discussion, at least at the end of the rainbow, you're going to be able to sit down and enjoy a comedian that's probably edgy and fun. You know, you're not.
Yes.
I spent over $200 for Broadway Palm Dinner Theater, matinee show, and not proud of that purchase, but Carla wanted it.
Is it coming up, or is it coming a Christmas theme show?
It's coming up probably on the 14th of December, Rob.
Mike, here's how I'll make that joyful for you. As you did last year, just imagine the guy who's playing Santa Claus is me.
Probably there'll be a couple of them. I'm going to see Elf the Musical.
Wow, I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
A t-shirt that says FML on it?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Good. Yeah.
That's good. So, well, let me know how it turns out.
The website that comes up when you know you're being defrauded.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead and do it.
Tickets-events.com.
Tickets-events.com?
Events.com. So that's simple. So you're like, oh, this is probably a reputable site that the venue's now working with.
We'll get them. Wow. They gotta whack their pee-pees.
Yes.
So to speak. We got to take a break. We'll come back with a very abbreviated version of the flip side on the Mike O'Mara show. All that just to see a little old Matt Rife. Wow.
Matt Rife was cheaper.
We'll be right back, everybody.
That's funny.
Oh, man. There is nothing like a new coffee mug. How would you like to handle all your holiday shopping in just one place? You can. Just hit up the Mike O'Mara Show online store. From legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies to morning transforming coffee mugs, it's your one-stop shop to share your TMOS passion. You can easily give the best merch and make some new fans for your favorite podcast, even if you're just giving a gift to yourself. We've got your back. We hand-select everything for top-tier quality and killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Order today, guaranteed Christmas delivery. We're working. This is a new venture. We're going to do our best to get them to you. The TMOSstore.com, source for all things TMOS, official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. It's all happening at TMOSstore.com, everybody.
Hello.
There she is.
The flip side.
Before we get into the flip side, real quick, I know we'll get in probably detailed discussion about fruitcakes tomorrow.
Yes.
But I want everyone to know fruitcake baking has completed. They will go out this week.
Good.
And I want to thank my elves this year, Sharon Bailey, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, John Hartnett, a newcomer that he offered to step in when Mark left, and my MVP of the weekend, Mike McIntosh.
Hey, Max, way to go, buddy.
Your picture, Mac. Yeah. I was so happy you were there.
He has never been there for a full baking day. He's helped with glazing and shipping, but he's never been there for the full day. And he was a tank. God bless you, Mac.
Thank you, Mac. Thanks so much.
God bless.
Appreciate it.
All right. Best football call of the weekend goes to the, it was the Browns game. I didn't watch the Browns game. I saw this.
Joe Flacco.
Saw this in highlights.
Back, baby.
Mike.
Yeah, back. Played like it.
The greatest.
Played like Flacco.
The greatest.
Well, he started off well.
Inbounds call ever, or out of bounds call ever. Listen to what the ref says here, because this guy, he really saved his ass.
Percent his career.
Prior to the receiver's leg hitting out of bounds, his butt cheek hit inbounds. As a result, it's a catch.
Let him know, Hussie.
And a first down.
Let's go.
His butt cheek. Okay. You've never heard that.
If you had butt cheek on your bingo card for the NFL on Fox today, congratulations.
Los Angeles will be charged
a timeout. You can lose it, Mac.
All right, not real quick. I'll fly through this. I'm sorry to make it about me so much.
That's all right.
I get it. So, look, holding out hope, right? Giants, 4 wins, right? They're saying, hey, mathematically, right? You got the Packers.
It could happen.
You got a few teams in their way that they have to do poorly. The Packers, winners. Rams, winners. Yeah. And I think it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, winners. There you go. It's great being a Giants fan.
It's not just that your team sucks. They can't even catch a break. All the teams had to win one. Yeah, that's the better teams.
Thank you.
I am a big fan of Billie Eilish. Always have been. Love her music, and I think her presentation is great. When she did Saturday Night Live, she wowed me with how funny she was. But this came out over the weekend, and I used the word come out actually on purpose. This is just on a red carpet event. She let this slide, and I find her nonchalance refreshing.
We got to talk about your cover story, because you mentioned that you felt like for a long time women didn't like you. And when that came out, all the women were like, we love her.
I know.
How did that reception feel? Has your mind changed a little bit?
I'm still scared of them, but I think they're pretty.
Billy, did you mean to come out in the story?
Girl. No, I didn't, but I kind of thought, wasn't it obvious? Like, it's kind of been, I didn't realize people didn't know, so.
We need to get to a point where you don't even have to come out, so.
I just don't really believe in it. I'm just like, why can't we just exist? I've been doing this for a long time, and I just didn't talk about it. Whoops.
Same. She's I literally so was magnetic. Like, to my mom and dating women. Yeah.
But I was like, I saw all the articles, I was like, oh, I guess I came out today. I was like, oh, I guess, okay, cool. But it's exciting to me because, you know, I guess people didn't know, so it's cool that they know, but ooh, I'm nervous talking about it.
I'm gay, you're safe.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but no, it's I am for the girls.
Isn't that awesome?
That's just really sweet. She is so cool. She's really one of the coolest personalities.
I think that's great. And let's close with this, Mike. I know that you guys look to me as sort of a font of Christmas spirit. I'm a Mr. Christmas type of guy, and as we get closer to the holidays, I will try to spread joy. And that's why this piece made me not want to enjoy it, but somehow, I guess it's early enough in December that the darkness is still in my belly. Christmas people, do not laugh at this.
Sunday, about 8:15, me and my wife were sitting on the couch watching TV and heard kind of like a small bang or whatever. So she asked me to take a look, and when I looked out the front door, we saw that the inflatable had fallen over. I went back and looked at our home security camera, and it actually showed a vehicle turn around in the court and a sound that sounded like a firearm shoot it, and as soon as that noise went off, the inflatable fell down.
My great shot! The inflatable Santa!
Oh my God.
It was all captured on video. That's all I got.
Somebody shot it. Yeah, kind of a slow night in Lexington, Kentucky, ladies and
gentlemen. And as he said, Mike, Santa had fallen down.
Yeah. There you go. He's dead. There you go. Listen, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. And happy job for everybody that did the fruitcakes. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Kick ass on the TMOS store today. It is what it is. And this year, I think everything is a little tougher as far as moving around the country. It just is. It's the reality of it. So you want to get it out for your Christmas, get out there today. Get your stuff from the TMOS store. Please, please, please. And we appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.